My name is Joyce Cole. I'm Executive Director of Federation of County Networks, and I've been working with a citywide evaluation process for the past, I would say, about 5 years now. And the project goals is to reduce disparities in infant mortality in New York City and communities with our disproportionately high rates, and to improve birth outcomes for infants in communities with high infant mortality. These are the primary communities in New York City that have high infant mortality rates, and they fall into our communities that are predominantly African American and Latino. These communities are in four of our five boroughs. Bed-Stuy, Brownsville are in Brooklyn, East Harlem, Manhattan, Flatbush and Fort Greene in Brooklyn also, Jamaica, Queens, Lower East Side, Manhattan, Morrisania is in the Bronx, Mount Haven and Tremont are also in the Bronx. And a beautiful picture of our city. In New York City, as you can see, the infant mortality rate has been dropping, has dropped from 1990 to 2009 from 11.6 deaths per 1,000 live births to 5.3. And we're lower than the national rate. However, in our communities of color, infant mortality is considerably higher, as you can see. The red line is black, not Hispanic. The green line is Puerto Rican. The yellow line is other Hispanic. So you can see that infant mortality is still a problem in our communities. And as a result, what happened in 2001, there was a coalition of agencies that were formed that decided to approach New York City Council directly for funding. And we were successful in getting funding, $5 million, as a matter of fact. Half of that money goes to the Department of Health for their programs directed towards infant mortality and low birth weight, and the other half, $2.5 million, were allocated to city community-based organizations. And so the framework that occurred was that the Federation of County Networks, which is the agency that I work for, works closely with the Department of Health in directing and overseeing the other agencies. There are five regional perinatal coordinating bodies: Brooklyn Perinatal Network, Community Women's Health Association, which in particular is citywide and does work with immigrant populations, and with the other regional bodies: Northern Manhattan Perinatal Partnership, Queens Comprehensive Perinatal Network, the Bronx Health Link. And under each one of those regional bodies, there are a number of community-based agencies that work with us and have been provided funding in order to address issues of infant mortality, low birth weight, and preterm birth. And the number varies from borough to borough, depending on the size of the borough and also what our target areas are. But with this leadership structure, one of the things that we had to do was determine what were the core interventions that we were going to use, which are outreach, referrals, case management, and health education. The core body also reviewed, standardized, and revised our data collection forms. Prior to 2005, the Department of Health had developed data collection forms, which were just used for payment. starting 2005, 2006, we said we needed to evaluate the program, and prior to 2006, there was no evaluation process in place. 2006, we decided we needed to evaluate, and so we made steps going forward to do so. Step number one was to engage in a process with the Department of Health so that the regionals had evaluation deliverable, because the contracts that are that each agency has is are deliverable based contracts, performance based contracts, and that line item, the performance base. And so we needed to negotiate with the Department of Health to put in an evaluation deliverable for the regional bodies, which was done. We were then asked to hire outside evaluation consultants to do our regional evaluations. And we revised and standardized all our data collection forms. We piloted them in 2008 with a small number of agencies to see what we needed to change. At the end of 2008, we amended and revised those forms, and we also got direct input from the CBOs, the community-based organizations, by developing four working groups so that they can also give us direct input. We revised the forms. We then developed a training manual, data collection, but also the input from the regionals and from the CBOs, we developed training manuals for each one of those core interventions, outreach, referrals, health education workshops, and case management. In fiscal year 2009, just to go back a little bit, so for the 10 years that this initiative has been in operation, we have actually received about $57.6 million from our New York City Council in order to do this infant mortality reduction. In 2009, we hired an outside citywide evaluator, Philippa Research Associates, who is now conducting our citywide evaluation on our core interventions. This is our logic model for the infant mortality reduction initiative. So the Department of Health provides oversight and funding. The funding from the New York City Council goes through the New York City Department of Health. The Federation of County Networks, my agency, provides training, education, capacity building, leadership and representation and advocacy. The regional bodies also do training, technical assistance with the CBOs, as well as they do some of the core interventions. The CBOs provide outreach, referrals, health education, workshops, peer education, and case management. And we want, in order to increase knowledge of infant mortality risk, increase the use of available services, increase family planning, increase the coordination of our resources, increase coordination of services, and increase coordination of programs, so that we then can get to our ultimate goal of reducing infant mortality rates in our high-impact communities, in our Latino and Black communities. So what were our methods? Well, when we did the evaluation, we first had to do retrospective evaluations of each one of the regions to see where they were, and then we went forward with our citywide evaluation. Philippa Research Associates, there are two levels of evaluation that goes on. Federation of County Networks is not part of the intervention evaluation because our deliverables are very, very different from all the others. We do the training, citywide training and education. All of our interventions, all of our workshops are evaluated. So we do assessment, redirection of enhanced training for effective best practices. We do training on proper completion of all the evaluation forms. And then the ongoing citywide evaluation does the evaluation of the actual interventions. We also have set up an evaluation oversight group, which works closely with our evaluator to ensure that we are on target, and then when evaluation results are come out, we then are able to, within a short period of time, address those issues and change our evaluation. So with FCN, with our capacity building in 2009-2010, we did 14 professional development trainings for 168-195. These are staffs of the agency, CBOs. We do community education training regarding breastfeeding. It's one of our targeted areas. And we have the Center for Breastfeeding Education come in to do a three-day educational training. We also do trainer-trainer health peer education, safe sleep practices, as well as the professional development trainings on those core interventions. Some of our results were, and we do an impact survey for the FCN training so that we can then see what have they implemented, change has happened within their agencies. So in 2009, we asked if there was any implementation agencies change. 81% said yes. In 2010, 100% of the agencies that received training said yes. Implementation of best practices, after our first year, 10%, we're up to 86% at this point. Use of data collection forms, 80% we're using the data collection forms. Now 100% are. Long-term changes, sustained at more than 6 months, 76% to 95%. And then these are actually some of the improved service quality directly from our citywide evaluator. Number of people reached declined, and outreach declined from 5,110 in 2009 to 1,234, because we originally, our outreach was just general outreach with no direct tie to referrals. And one of the things we recognized is that we wanted to get people into services so that we more directly tied targeted outreach and referrals together. The numbers went down, but the number of people identified with needs increased from 43% to 84%, and then those that actually received referrals went from 15% to 84%. Case management services increased 5%. Case management is one of the more intensive deliverables, and we are, with that particular deliverable, we're going to be looking at outcomes also of women who have been in case management and then have gone on to deliver, and we're going to be linking with the department with the vital statistics. And these are our program outcomes for 2010. So some of our conclusions were FCN made changes in its training capacity building program to prepare our agencies to fully embrace and become involved in citywide evaluation. We had succeeded in not only hiring a citywide evaluator, but also in bringing all of our agencies into the citywide process. To accomplish our goals, we had to intensify our offerings of citywide trainings, provide strategic capacity building education programs to all IMR agencies, and rigorously coordinate the activities of the citywide evaluation oversight group. Thank you. And these are all part of this. that we'd like to thank.